Dr. Pinsky dictating amount IME on Angel Arroyo, A-R-R-O-Y-O. Angel Arroyo is a 58-year-old male who reports he injured his back at work on 5/17/19. But on that occasion, he was lifting boxes onto a pallet they had fallen off from. Paired, he went to an emergency room afterwards. Paired, he had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery, on 4/8/22. Paired, he has completed his course of active treatment. Paired, he admits to injuring his back a long time ago, also treated with surgery. Paired, he felt better afterwards. Paired, after the subject event, he claims he re-injured his back at work once more. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Arroyo alleges he was in a lifting episode on 5/17/19 and injured his back. Period. Treatment records show he was seen neurosurgically by Dr. Mitchell on 12/7/21. Period. The petitioner related his symptoms began on 5/17/19 and had persisted. Period. He went to Inspira emergency room on two occasions. Period. His attorney then sent him to a doctor whose name he did not know. Period. He did not bring imaging with him to this evaluation. Period. He returned to Dr. Mitchell's office on 3/18/20 and again did not bring imaging with him. Period. He remained symptomatic. Period. He did finally return on 7/13/21 with his imaging studies. Period. Dr. Mitchell had the opportunity to review them. Period. He then returned on this visit of 12/7/21 after completing therapy without improvement. Pretty continued to have back pain radiating to his left anterior thigh with numbness that had progressed. Period. He was open to pursuing surgical intervention. Period. Dr. Mitchell did summarize the results of various radiographic studies, period, and underline this, we were able to obtain the reports of the lumbar MRI from 12/26/21 and lumbar x-rays from the same day to be inserted here, period. Dr. Mitchell commented on the MRI, there was enhancement from prior surgery. Period. He also noted a CAT scan from 5/24/19, 1 week after the accident, showed no acute fracture. Period. He was assessed with having a prior spine history, but none recently. Period. Reportedly underwent L5-S1 surgery in Puerto Rico. Period. Imaging would indicate this was on the left at L4-5 and left at L5-S1 with a decompression. Period. He does have a lumbarized sacrum, and the most inferior level, degenerative level, is being labeled L5-S1. Period. He had been injured at work in May 2019, after which he had back pain radiation to his left lower extremity. Period. These symptoms can be attributable to his left L2-3 foraminal pathology. Period. Dr. Mitchell concluded his radiculopathy was related to the incident at work. Period. He was then referred for injection therapy. Period. In paragraph 1/4/22, he was seen in that regard by Dr. Paul. Period. On 2/8/22, he performed a lumbar transforaminal epidural injection at L2-3. period, he did not have any relief, even short-lived, with the injection. Period. He remained symptomatic. Period. At that juncture, the petitioner was ready to move ahead with surgery. Period. New paragraph on 4/11/22. Dr. Mitchell did perform surgery to be inserted here. Period. He followed up with Dr. Paul postoperatively. Period. New paragraph, he had updated MRI on 1/6/22 to be inserted. Period. His progress was monitored by Dr. Mitchell as well through 8/23/22. Period. At that juncture, he had 70% improvement within 4 months from the surgery. Pretty was successful for his leg pain, but did not help his back pain. Pretty understood this in advance. Period. Mr. Arroyo claimed that he was having right upper extremity complaints that began about 2 months earlier. Period. He was advised to follow up with this through his personal insurance. Pretty had completed 2 months of physical therapy and felt unable to return to work. But accordingly, a functional capacity evaluation was suggested. Period. He also wrote a note allowing the petitioner to use his cane and have positional changes as necessary. Period. I'm not in receipt of the FCE to confirm its completion. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he complains of right shoulder pain that began after his back surgery. Period. Extremities upper, motion of the right shoulder was decreased and associated with tenderness. Period. Adduction was 40 degrees, comma, abduction 160 degrees, and flexion minimally limited to 170 degrees. Period. He's treating with his personal physician for the right shoulder. Period. Motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. He was tender to palpation about the right biceps, but there was none on the left. Extremities is lower, normal, spine, cervical. Active flexion was full to 50 degrees without discomfort. Period. He actively extended to 50 degrees with discomfort. Period. Bilateral rotation was 60 degrees, comma, side bending right, 35 degrees, and left. Full to 45 degrees, all without tenderness. Period. He was tender to palpation about the right trapezius muscle in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. Period. There was no palpable spasm or tenderness of the paracervical musculature. Period. Thoracic normal, limbus sacral. He ambulated with physiologic gait. That was slow, using a cane in his right hand. Period. He was unable to stand or walk on his heels or toes. Period. He changed position slowly and was unable to squat and rise. Period. Inspection revealed a midline 2 1/4 inch scar consistent with his remote surgery. Period. In the left paravertebral area was a more recent scar measuring 1/2 inch in length, consistent with the procedure done by Dr. Mitchell. Period. There was preserved low dotted curve. Period. Active flexion was to 45 degrees with tenderness. Period. Motion was otherwise full in all spheres without discomfort. Period. Tenderness was elicited in the midline from L4 through S1. Comma, the greater trochanters, comma, sciatic notches, comma, and paravertebral musculature bilateral in the absence of spasm. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers elicited only hamstring stretching, but no low back or radicular complaints at 90 degrees. Period. He did have a positive axial loading maneuver for symptom magnification. Period. Impressions. On 5/17/19, Angel Arroyo injured his back, lifting boxes at work. Apparently he was seen at in spirit in urgent care afterwards. Apparently he then was seen by other practitioners. Apparently he saw Dr. Mitchell on 12/7/21, who recounted the interim treatment. Appeared Mr. Arroyo had a prior spine surgery 15 years ago in Puerto Rico that he believed was at L5-S1 for back pain alone that had been present for 1 year. Appeared based upon imaging, the surgery was on the left at L4-5 and underwent a left L5-S1 decompression. Appeared attempts at additional conservative care were made, but Mr. Arroyo remained symptomatic. Paired new paragraph on 4/11/12, he submitted to surgery by Dr. Mitchell to be inserted here. Paired did rehabilitation postoperatively and followed up through 8/23/22. Paired at that time, his leg pain had resolved, but he still had back pain. Paired he was referred for an FCE, but it is unclear if that was completed. Paired new paragraph, the current examination found there to be decreased range of motion about the right shoulder that he attributed to the back surgery somehow. Period. There was mildly decreased range of motion about the cervical spine with discomfort. Period. Lumbosacral spine motion was variable, but flexion elicited tenderness. Period. He was diffusely tender to palpation in this region in the absence of paravertebral spasm. Period. Neural tension signs were negative. Period, there was a positive axial loading maneuver for symptom magnification. Period, new paragraph. Overall, I would offer this petitioner 12.5% permanent partial total disability. Period, I would apportion 10% of that to his remote injury and surgery with the balance to the subject event. Period. And that is the end.